Hello, welcome to Guided Truths, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today is episode 23 or 24, one of those. And today I wanted to raise the issue. Those of you who do know me and follow me, you'll know a lot of my history. And today I don't normally talk about religion, politics. I try to stay clear of it, but you know, times today have proven difficult to do this. Especially with the war that is currently going on in Russia and with the Ukrainian people. So, you know, this week is actually is what we class as a holy week. It's 4 days away here in New Zealand from Good Friday. And those of you who aren't religious, this is when, you know, we recognise the sacrifice that one man made for others to show that in those times that the Romans, who were, you know, in control of the lands at that time, you know, what he did to sacrifice himself for us. So, you know, I wanted to raise the issue today because It actually looks at the execution of Jesus this week, you know, how it was done, why it was done. We look at the thoughts of the Romans at the time that were making these decisions. We look at the Jewish leaders at the time that were making decisions for religious law. And all the while, there were three people being executed, and one of those was Jesus. So, you know, how do we look at the cross? I mean, I think my view, you know, it's really made me think this week that when we do look at this crucifixion, at this cross, it's because people really have given their lives, haven't they? They've sacrificed something for the greater good or for what they feel is a worthy purpose of death. And, you know, even today, there's still executions still being done in many places. We still, you know, many abortions are still motivated by convenience and economics, you know, terrible, terrible times. Terrorism still targets human lives as a means to an end. And we still have, and we're finding out now, that weapons of mass destruction are literally dictating and spreading from country to country at this stage. So, you know, when you hear these things and you think, what can I do? You know, saying a simple prayer may not, you know, cut it for some people. But I suppose really the main thing is to, and I know it seems menial, but just to be grateful for where you are, your circumstance, and what you actually have in your life every day. To just make the most of that, to just appreciate the food that you cook each night and the relationships that you have in your life at this current point of time. And I think if we can all leave or go out into the world or wake each morning and go to bed each night with this in mind, then we can make a difference within the realm that we are in. And if we can, you know, educate a little bit more each person that we have contact with each day and give each other a little bit of support during these times, then, you know, I think you could go to sleep at night feeling that you've had a good day. So that's all I will leave you with today. Deep thoughts. This is a holy week in some people's lives. In others, life goes on. Netflix still plays, movies are still running, businesses are still operating. But there are some of us out there that this is a big week. It is a week of reflection. And I hope that I have shared some of that knowledge with you today. So I look forward to speaking with you again soon. Thank you.